The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
November 16th.
The Logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, the Soviet Union launched Venera 3 toward Venus, with a probe designed to plow through the planet's dense atmosphere and land on the surface. But the lander's electrical system fried before it ever reached the surface. In 1973, NASA launched the final crew of astronauts to the Skylab space station.
Let's join now the voice of the Kennedy Space Center here, Chuck Hollingshead, to the fuel cells. Last action taken by the crew, just being done now by spacecraft commander Gerald Carr. At 2 minutes 45 seconds, and he guidance alignment that done from the spacecraft. T minus 28 seconds, and continuing to count. Launch vehicle now on internal power. Status 4 shows all stages on internal power on the flight batteries. T minus 18 seconds. T minus 16. Count continuing to go smoothly. T minus 13. We'll look for an ignition at T minus 2.1 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, we have ignition, we have confirmation of that, and we have liftoff now. She's moving up, climbing up the tower, she's looking very good, very, very good. She's cleared the tower, she's cleared the tower.
We're getting a roll program.
That's the voice of Carr we're hearing.
Roger, smooth ride.
Roger. Smooth
ride. 18 seconds, Houston now controlling.
Houston in control as she goes up, really a bright sapphire star up there against that baby blue sky.
Roger, steady on. 30 seconds. Engine roll program started. Skylab now maneuvering to its proper flight path attitude. Mark 35 seconds. 1 nautical mile in altitude.
Absolute clarity up there. The flame edged out against
green light by range safety.
The three-man crew set a new record by staying in space for 84 days. In 1974, we sent a message into the sky to see if anyone was listening. The Arecibo message weighed in at all of 210 bytes of data and provided graphical representations of human beings, our solar system, and our DNA. We haven't even gotten so much as a voicemail message out of the deal. In 2009, Space Shuttle Atlantis took off, the 129th shuttle flight and flight number 31 for Atlantis. Supplies and spare parts were delivered to the International Space Station. When Atlantis returned to Earth, it carried the last ISS crew member to return home via space shuttle.
Firing chain is armed. Sound suppression water system activated. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis on a mission to build, resupply, and to do research on the International Space Station.
Houston now controlling. Atlantis begins its penultimate journey to shore up the International Space Station. Atlantis now in the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the international outpost.
Actor Burgess Meredith was born on this day in 1907.
The very best thing of all is there's time now. There's all the time I need and all the time I want. Time. Ah, there's time enough at last. That's not fair. That's not fair at all. There was time now. There was all the time I needed. That's not fair.
The creator of Mario and Luigi and The Legend of Zelda was born today in 1952, Shigeru Miyamoto. In 1987, the Ferengi were back, and they wanted Captain Picard to relive the battle.
But the unidentified starship is coming in. Still no signal at all.
Think nothing of it. It is under our control.
One of our starships under your control.
Do not be alarmed, Captain. It is a gift from us, with which we honor the hero of Maxia.
Who?
Why, you, Picard, of course.
Captain, he may refer to an encounter which occurred 9 years ago in the Maxia Zeta star system, in which an unidentified starship...
Unidentified? That fine vessel was Ferengi.
Which you destroyed, sir.
My sincere regrets, Spock, but that vessel refused to identify itself. It simply attacked us. We defended ourselves.
Such mistakes happen in space.
In 1998, the crew of Deep Space Nine was pinned down on a desolate planet in the siege of AR-558.
I wish I could tell you things were going to get easier for you.
Don't worry about us, Captain.
Divide to Captain Sisko.
Go ahead.
Sir, we're being attacked by two Jem'Hadar ships. We have locked on your coordinates. Are you ready for transport?
Stand by, Mr. Worf.
Captain, sensors show Jem'Hadar troops landing 9 kilometers from your position.
Sir, we must beam you aboard now. We have to break orbit.
Take evasive action, Mr. Worf. We're staying here.
Sir, I must ask you to reconsider. I do not know when we will be able to come back for you.
You have your orders, Commander.
Aye, sir. Good luck.
What are you looking at? We have work to do.
Yes, sir. You heard the captain. Sir, what are your orders?
There's only one order, Lieutenant. We hold.
And in 2007, for the first time in the revived Doctor Who, one of the classic Doctors made a house call in the charity special, Time Crash.
Look at you! The hat, the coat, the crickety cricket stuff, the stick of celery, yeah. Brave choice, celery, but fair play to you. Not a lot of men can carry off a decorative vegetable.
Shut up! There is something very wrong with my TARDIS, and I've got to do something about it very, very quickly. And it would help. It really would help if there wasn't some skinny idiot ranting in my face about every single thing that happens to be in front of him.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a 6-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in thelogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and built by our team.